Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info. Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast. This is episode 105, recorded on the 11th of December 2010. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason, and Dylan with Mike and Roberto. Over to you, Brad.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going pretty well, mate. Just a quick update. I just want to let you know, Jason, people have been asking for the Tech Webcast to be updated with some new things, if that can be done.
The application?
Yep.
You'll have to tell me what they are.
someone mentioned to me they wanted to find the Now Playing feature easier to find, or make it more easier to see.
Okay, just remember that Apple said if I resubmit it without any fantastic, amazing new features, they'll just block it and take it off the store.
Oh, that sucks. Okay. Anyway, on the show, we're talking to Roberto. How are you, Roberto?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm going pretty well, mate. Also, we're talking to Mike from MPT Flyers, the YouTube channel.
How's it going, Brad?
How you going, mate? I'm pretty well, mate.
Good, good. I'm doing good.
That's the way. And also, we've got Dylan from dylan.combs.tv on the show, too.
What's up?
What's up, mate? How's the iPod Touch going?
I love the iPod Touch. I don't know if all the listeners know that you got me this. And I guess I've said before many times, I'll say again, you've been the biggest contributor to my podcast network. And with this, I love this thing. Like I said before the show, I use it for text messaging with Text Plus more than anything. But this makes my life a lot easier because I don't have to sit in front of the computer to do all the stuff I do now.
Cool, man. All right, let's talk to Mike first about his YouTube channel. What's up, Mike?
I'm doing not too much. Just hanging in there, getting ready for the Christmas holidays and whatnot.
All right, mate. Explain to people about your channel.
Yeah, sure. Most of my stuff is centered around Apple products.
Yep.
You know, the iPhone 4, iPod Touch, iPad, and all that stuff. But I'll definitely expand onto any cool technology that's out and about. But you know, I really like to throw in a little bit of humor in my videos. I'd like to keep it light, but at the same time, you know, I like to try out the latest and greatest things.
Cool, man. What would be your favorite iPhone case at the moment?
My favorite iPhone case at the moment actually is the Switch Easy trim case. That actually reminds me a little bit of the in-case frame case that they had, but it seems a little more sturdy. It's got a little more style to it, and since I've actually was lucky enough to be able to convert my iPhone 4 to a white iPhone. I like being able to show it off and change the colors up, so it definitely makes the cases look different from what we're all used to, so you definitely get a lot of looks out of it.
Cool, man. And what about iPad? What's your favorite iPad case?
You know what? Oddly enough, right now I'm using the Switch Easy Kara case, which is a hard shell front cover case to protect the screen when you're not using it, but the iPad actually slips into a rubberized surrounding it, so it makes it comfortable to hold when you're using it, and you know, it just doesn't feel like any other case that I've had on it before. So right now, that what I'm using is what I like usually. Okay. Before I give it away.
All right, cool, mate. How did the channel get started, and how did you get into this sort of thing?
Way back when, for all your listeners, there was a guy. He's not doing videos at the moment. His name was Carlos. It's me, Morpheus. Kind of almost what the people refer to as the godfather of case reviews and whatnot for iPhone stuff. And I caught his video on a couple other videos, and it just happened. I got the iPhone 3G and started watching some stuff. And I thought, you know, I've got something to contribute. I feel like I've got something to say, and I feel like I can put a little spin on it. So there wasn't people really goofing around a whole lot as tech reviewers, per se. Obviously, you have your comedy people out there, but I thought, you know, it wasn't light enough. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to get on there, basically make an ass of myself and have fun doing it, and, you know, hopefully I can get a few people to laugh. So cool. That's kind of the idea behind it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And what else do you review on there besides iPad and iPhone cases?
Oh, God. Well, for instance, we were talking earlier before we went live. I tried out the Logitech review with Google TV. So anything along those lines that have to do with just amazing, being able to get the internet on your TV and being able to watch, you know, YouTube videos and Netflix. So, you know, anything like that I'll try out. I've been getting more and more into videography, taking pictures, video cameras and stuff like that, obviously, because that's primarily what I use to shoot my content.
Okay.
And so I'm getting more and more into that, you know, and the idea of a DSLR is becoming more of just a photo camera and becoming more popular with YouTubers in shooting video. So that's my next step that I'm getting into as far as just Apple stuff.
All right, cool, man. And what sort of equipment do you use?
Right now, I typically use my JVC high-def camcorder. I got that about a year or so ago. I just moved into improving my audio with a $400 piece of equipment for just recording audio from Zoom, their H4N, which was definitely a welcome upgrade to recording my audio. So it's a separate step, but you know, it's definitely something that I'm very happy to have, and something I'm excited to use when I go out to CES in Vegas this year in January. Or next year, I should say. But I'm excited to try that out. So those are my two biggest investments as far as the equipment goes. Software, I'm just learning how to use Final Cut Pro to really step up the editing portion of everything that I do.
Okay, cool, man. Jason or Dylan, got any questions for Mike or Roberto? Any questions for Mike?
Yeah, do you find most of the cases that you sent plastic and leather, or do you have any more interesting ones like the bamboo and other different types?
You know what? I've been rather disappointed with the iPhone 4 cases. Not that they're not decent cases, but it just seems like the innovation with everything with the iPhone 3 and the iPhone 3G and the 3GS, you're seeing a lot of retreads. The popular thing now seems to be just covering the band of the iPhone 4 and showing off the front and the back, or you know, clear on the sides. But right now, nothing really out of the ordinary than the standard TPU or the plastic that they have. It just seems like they're kind of just riding along that and not really coming out with anything too innovative as far as that goes.
You haven't been sent any like tough cases that allow you to drop the iPhone 4 without smashing the glass too much?
You know what? The one case that I can definitely suggest for something like that would be the OtterBox, the Defender, and they've got the a couple other hardcore cases that you can basically throw around when you're doing things. But you know, that's pretty much for what I've seen so far. Not that there isn't anything out there. But, you know, it's such a beautiful piece of equipment. You definitely don't like covering it up all that often either.
I agree. I just got a Griffin case the other day when I bought the phone. Back in November or something. Also, I just got a bumper case sent to me not the other day as well, which I'll probably use that, which is good. What do you think of the bumper case?
Bumper cases aren't bad. I like them, again, like you said, because of the style, you get to see the phone.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the companies are missing the boat when it comes to the design on the cases. I love the band around the outside of the phone. I think a lot of them are missing it by covering that up, and I think there's other designs that they really could step into. I don't know why they're not. I don't know if they're thinking they may change the design, but I think Apple's pretty happy with this design. I don't think they're going to be changing anything aesthetically. I think they want to improve the antenna issue, if you want to call it an issue, as far as all the hubbub was months ago about it. But
yeah, we never had that in Australia. It seemed to be more of a US thing.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing was? I could kill a couple bars on it. I certainly never lost any phone calls because of it that were related to that. I would relate my drop calls more to AT&T's lack of consistency on their network. That would be the reason why I would, you know, complain about a drop call, but not the way you hold the phone or anything like that.
So, playing out of proportion. You
know. Oh, certainly. Certainly. But I have a few ideas of cases that I want to design, and I've talked to Spec. I've talked to Switch Easy and a couple other companies that I'm in the midst of working on with them right now to come out with something that's different from what anybody's seen. So that's my contributing factor to the world of cases.
Okay.
So
we look forward to your exclusive reveal on the show.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, right.
I agree. Mike, do you have any
the best reaction ever. Yeah, right.
do you have an iPhone application at all for your channel?
Oh, for me specifically, yeah. Or just what I like?
Just for you. Have you made one for your channel or for your website?
No. I've had a few people ask me. I don't know. I just, nothing against what people have done, you know, at gaining access to be able to watch your videos and everything. I think it's kind of cheesy, and I'm not trying to downplay, you know, maybe it's because I don't understand how to write a software program for an application, but... I mean, if people want to see the videos, I mean, there's YouTube apps and stuff like that. Yeah. You can go and do that. I don't know what else I really have to offer anyone besides, you know, throwing a Twitter, a YouTube, and that's all I really have. So, no, I've never really expanded into the idea of having my own application to do that. But no, I've Facebook? Definitely had a few people ask me. I can't stand Facebook. Really, I've tried to move away from anything that has to do with Facebook because it tends to be a high school reunion thing, and that's the last thing I want to do is meet up with people from high school. I certainly don't want to do that.
And, I don't like it either.
most of the requests I have on there are people because of YouTube, and I'd rather like to keep that separate if I do anything with my family and whatnot. But you know, that's
why I have the fan page. I mean, that's what I use YouTube, Facebook for. Is I've okay. got my personal page that I post a lot more to the fan page than the personal page because in the way I look at it, I use Facebook as a marketing tool. If people want to follow me on Twitter, that's great. What they're going to get is links to my content. They want to fan my page on Facebook, they're going to get the same thing, links to my content. It just brings in more views.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a bad idea.
For sure. Dylan, have you got any questions for Michael?
I actually wanted to ask you your opinion on Griffin cases because Griffin has sent me and Kat, who I do the other show I do every week with, we'll be reviewing some Griffin cases tomorrow on Today in Tech. And I'm sure as a case reviewer, I'm sure you've reviewed some of those and used them. So what's your opinion on those and how they stack up against the other ones that you like?
You know what? It's so funny. I met those guys out in CES and at Macworld last year. And those guys are pretty innovative when it comes to everything that they have. I love their I used a lot of their cases when I was with when I had my iPhone 3G. But with the iPhone 4, I like the I'm trying to think of the case that I have for them. As a matter of fact, hold on one second here for me.
Yeah, they've got a lot of different ones out there, and they're actually really pricey. But everyone I've asked so far says, yeah, they're pricey, but they're the best.
Yeah, they are. I use one on my iPhone, and it's really good.
The Slim Fit case is one of the cases that I have. I actually bought. I'm sorry, the Reveal. And you know what's nice about that is it gives you the band, but it also gives you the protection on the back because it makes it sturdy. You know. When the frame or whatever that Apple came out with, I thought that was cheesy, you know. And I like what Griffin did with the Reveal, which was nice. On that, but no, I think Griffin's cases have been quality. But you know, funny enough, that's one case company that I haven't really. You know, met up with all that often as far as getting together to do reviews for them. I probably should.
Yeah, for sure. Also, Mike, you've had South Park on as well.
Yes.
Yes. Where is he anyway?
Who?
Cartman.
Who, Eric?
Yeah.
Hold on. Eric.
What?
Come over here. They want to talk to you.
I'm sitting on
your
couch. What? No, seriously, come on over.
Yeah, I saw me my taste of food.
Just get your fat ass over here.
Shut it. Hold on. Shut it. Get out of the way, fat ass. Hello? Who's this?
This is Brad.
Hey, Brad, how's it going, man?
Good, mate.
Who is anybody else talking to?
Jason, Dylan, and Roberto.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Cartman. Glad to have you on the show, finally. We've been trying to get you for ages, but your agent keeps putting us off.
My agent's an asshole. I give him 5%, and he takes care of all my shit, so I don't have to worry about dealing with that asshole.
Hey, Cartman, wouldn't it be awesome if you did, like, a tech webcast promo for us or in that awesome Cartman voice?
Yeah, that would be cool.
You're going to have to talk to my agent about that, because I don't do that shit for free. Hey, Dad, what?
Just do it, you idiot.
I don't want to get it.
Do it.
Okay, guys. I've been told that I have to do it. Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Anything.
That is seriously the best Cartman voice I've ever heard.
I agree.
So much win.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
I did a whole video like that, Dylan, and I got so much flack. It was a 4-minute-and-some-odd-second video on YouTube, and I got more flack from people just being like, you're professional? I'm like, number one, it's YouTube, and number two, it's me. It was like, if you guys don't know who I am by now.
All right. Okay, so. Let's jump over to Roberto. Now, he's been waiting patiently. How are you, Roberto?
Good.
Sorry about that, mate.
That's awesome. No.
What voices do you do, Roberto?
Can you do any voices?
Click.
I'm definitely like the biggest South Park fan ever. So
for sure, mate. For sure. What's been going on with Stray Boy, mate? Are you there?
Listeners that don't know, Throw Boy is a pillow company that I started a couple years ago.
Yep.
We make geeky throw pillows.
Yep.
Going really good. We're really, really busy right now for the holidays, and I'm actually live streaming on throwboy.com, just like the Throwboy Factory, which cool. is my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just live streaming just to show people like that we're working like crazy to try to fill orders and everything like that.
Yep.
And
so you actually work from your apartment?
Yep. Yeah. I used to have the basement of a house when I first started, but then I moved to a different city, so now I'm in an apartment. But yeah, basically it's all ran out of here. But then I also have a couple other workers who work from home, and so they do like they sew the pillows and stuff from their homes. So okay. It's kind of spread out throughout the city. We're located in Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going really well now. Since the last time we talked, things have really picked up for the holidays and stuff, and we have a sale going on too that you guys can check out.
That's cool, man.
We have $15 pillows right now.
Well, they're the bigger ones, aren't they? The bigger ones?
Yeah, the bigger ones. Yeah. And then we just released some little ones. They're called Throw Babies. They're these little chat pillows, and those have been really successful too. I like them a lot. They're pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, they're pretty cool. What else is coming down the track at all, Roberto? Any new products coming soon, mate?
Nothing really. We just released the Throw Babies.
Yep.
So nothing really to talk about yet. But we're probably going to start doing some T-shirts because nice. People keep asking us for stuff like that, so yep. We're probably going to start releasing T-shirts. I'm talking to a friend of mine who does shirts, but as far as pillows, nothing to report yet.
Nice. What? Any stickers at all?
Actually, yeah, we want to do stickers and some buttons and stuff because we're going to be attending the Emerald City Comic Con here coming up in March. So we're going to have like a bunch of merch and stuff like that.
Cool. All right.
I wanted to add in, and this is something that we discussed on my show a couple weeks ago, Roberto. Those throw baby, the smaller throw babies, those are great for. I heard you can put them on your rear view mirror in your car, or or what made me want to buy a bunch of them is you can put them on Christmas trees. They've got little strings on them, and they're the perfect size. You can hang them as Christmas tree ornaments.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we actually were planning on doing like a little promo for that, like have a photo of them displayed. And then we just started getting so busy that we're like, shoot, if we advertise that we can do them on trees, we're going to get way more orders than we can handle. So probably next year we'll hype that up more than this year. But yeah, definitely that was one of the other things we wanted to do as far as like look at all the things you can do with them, you know.
Hey, that's a good thing to have to complain about, though. No more promos. We'll get too much business.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I should do this, interview, because I don't know if I can handle the business right now. Yeah. But we're sorting it out. We're hiring people and stuff like that.
So do you like being busy?
I hope you didn't get too many orders from after you were on my show. I hope you didn't get over.
Well, I hope you get orders from this show.
Well, Brad?
I said, I hope you get orders from this show.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, any questions for Roberto, mate?
How long does it take you to make the pillows and stuff?
Well, I do them kind of, we do them in parts. Like I'll do what I do is just cut out the fabric, and then I give that to my seamstress and she'll sew it and make it into a pillow. But if I were to just sit here and do one all by myself, it'd probably take like an hour or less. But it's not really like that. Since we do a sort of an assembly line, we can get a lot done in like a few hours. You could probably get like 30 or so done in like 3 hours or something like that. So,
that's yeah. Neat. What sort of designs do you have?
So we have the ones we started off with when we first launched look like the Mac icons. And so those, we have those, the icon pillow collection. We also have the really popular chat pillows. There are pillows that look like chat, like speech balloons that say like LOL and WTF, OMG, stuff like that. And we have the subscribe pillow that looks like the YouTube subscribe button, which has gotten really well received from the YouTube community. What else? We got the RSS pillow. We have some ones that are branded like the Daily Booth pillow, the Twit pillow, This Week in Tech. What is it? Locker Gnome, Chris Prillo's pillow. I think that's all of them off the top of my head. There's probably a few more. We have a wide variety, and we've also done pillows for different companies. We've done some for Twitter, and we've done some for Bing. A few different companies have approached us to have pillows made for like their promotional gifts and stuff like that. But and then we also have one for Mitchell Davis, who's a YouTuber, and that one's was a really big unexpected hit. That's our line.
Cool,
that's pretty neat. How did you get into this? Were you a crafty type person before that, or you just decided, hey, this might be something neat to do?
I have always really made stuff. My grandma's a seamstress, so at a really young age, I knew how to sew and things like that. But I never really did that much with it, and one year I decided to, I don't know how I really got the idea. I was into Macs, you know. I worked at the Apple store actually, so I was really into Apple and stuff like that. And I remember my cousin's friend gave him a handmade pillow, and I thought that was really cool. And I guess some way those two kind of came together in my brain, and I ended up making these pillows for this girl that I was dating. And she worked at a tech company who ended up blogging about it. And then that blog just went viral really quick. And I got just tons of email asking, you know, can I buy those? You know, when are those going to be for sale? Blah, blah, blah. And so finally, a year later, I launched throwboy.com in 2008. And then we just started selling like crazy after that.
And haven't looked back since.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, Michael, have you got any questions for Roberto, mate?
No. I'm just enjoying how everything's going. Any question you guys have asked is something that I thought of, so
all right.
I'm happy.
Cool, mate. All right, good stuff. All right, Jason, let's get into some tech news now, mate, if we can.
Alrighty, first off, we've got Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is among 17 US billionaires taking the pledge to donate the majority of their wealth to charity. The project launched this year by two richest Americans, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, said a total of 57 individuals or families had now signed the Giving Pledge. People wait until late in their career to give back, but why wait when there's so much to be done, said Mark Zuckerberg, who is chief executive and president of Facebook and has a fortune estimated by Forbes magazine of US $6.9 billion. With a generation of younger folks who have thrived on the success of their companies, there's a big opportunity for many of us to give back earlier in our lifetime and see the impact of our philanthropic efforts. Steve Case, founder of one-time internet giant AOL, was also among the latest group to join the pledge. We share the view that those to whom much is given, much is expected, Mr. Case said in a letter with his wife, Jean. We realize we've been given a unique platform and opportunity, and we're committed to doing the best we can with it. We do not believe our assets are ours, but rather we try to be the responsible stewards of these resources. The Giving Pledge is the brainchild of Microsoft mogul Bill Gates and investment guru Warren Buffett, who want to convince their richest people of the country to give 50% or more of their fortune to charity. How about that?
I think that's just great, but I gotta say, of all the rich people in this country, Bill Gates would have been the last one on my list that I would ever think to do something like this. Exactly. I don't know what everyone else has heard, and I can only speak for what I've read on the internet, but according to the internet, in real life, Bill Gates is an ass, and I just wouldn't expect this from him.
Got a pretty big ego with all that money and fame and fortune. Good to see he's doing something with it.
Yeah, but when you've got billions upon billions of dollars anyway, what the hell are you going to do with all that money? You can't spend all that money. You may as well give it away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Not.
I was reading a tweet today. Somebody said that Mark Zuckerberg with $6.9 billion is still only number 35 in the top richest people, and said that poverty should have been wiped out long before this if there's that many people with so much money. We know where it all goes to, though.
Exactly. Did they say they were giving 50 or 15%?
50 or more.
Ooh. Wow.
Jeez.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, with the whole things going on here at the States, trying to figure out what tax cuts to give and everything, I'd rather just let them donate it themselves to a healthy cause instead of giving it to our U.S. government to have it magically poof and disappear.
Yeah, it's pretty good at doing that. Just ask WikiLeaks, right?
Yeah, exactly. Where'd that money go? I'll tell you in a minute, as soon as I get out of court.
Magic, look over there. Quick.
Exactly.
The federal and state governments are to draw up guidelines for a possible new R18+ computer game classification in Australia. A meeting of the federal and state attorneys general in Canberra failed to endorse the federal government's proposal for the new R18+ rating, but Home Affairs Minister Brendan O'Connor said what was achieved was still a step forward. Mr. O'Connor said the meeting concluded there needed to be better protection for children and better guidance for parents so they knew what they were buying for their children. He said the proposed guidelines would take into account differences between film and video games and consider the possibility of redefining the MA-15 rating in the event of introducing the R18+ classification. The system would maintain the refused classification rating, he said. Now, unfortunately, the problem is in Australia we don't have an R18+ classification because there's a lot of people in high places who believe if we only have MA-15+, then anything above that is going to be rejected. But unfortunately, what happens is stuff that is R18+ in the US often gets passed through as MA-15 because we don't have anything higher than that. So younger kids in Australia are seeing stuff that should be adult-only R18+, but because there's no rating, they're fighting against R18+ classification because they believe that if there is none, then anything higher than MA-15 will just be kept out of the country, which is not true.
Of course it's not. This just goes back to the whole thing of Australia and Australia's government trying to censor content from its citizens. I lost count of how many times I've gone off on this rant, and I'm not going to do it again today. But it's stupid. It's Brad, you've been on every time I've done this.
Yes.
And talked about this. And yes. I know you agree. It's stupid. The internet filters and the censorship and the, oh, we'll just get rid of that category and everything that fits into that category goes away with it. Wrong.
Unfortunately, it just means the younger kids get more older stuff they're not quite ready to cope with. But that's how it is here. Did you know that photo sharing site Flickr started off as an innovative web app? Now Stuart Butterfield and his Flickr co-founding chums are going back to their roots with a new social game, Glitch, planned for early 2011. Taking place within the imagination of 11 giants, Glitch is to have all the quests, missions, items, and achievements needed to make its world one in which it's easy to become, be at home, and easy to find friends. In those respects, it mixes the fundamentals of Facebook games such as Farmville, Social City, and Pet Society with longer-term online multiplayer such as World of Warcraft and Guild Wars, but with an emphasis on cooperation rather than conflict. Players are able to improve and customize their homes, locales, and ultimately the health and size of each giant's dream world while defending against the Rook, black crows that want to eat the giant's imagination. Oh no! It can be played via Facebook, but plans are bigger than that, with Glitch will also be accessible from mobile phones and PCs, with the Facebook platform just a small piece of the puzzle. The game was originally slated for fall 2010, but instead opted for a longer testing phase, which, with Mr. Butterfield indicating to VentureBeat that it's now likely to launch in March or April 2011. Those kind of viral games are the way to make your money these days.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone and their mother plays Farmville, and the only thing I get out of it is all those damn requests.
Oh, I hate it. I'm sick of it.
I blocked them. Oh, yeah, I quit playing Farmville. I mean, I don't understand the point to these games. It's all about social obligation and spamming everyone's Facebook wall. I don't like it. And you said something in that when you were talking about that game a minute ago. You said focusing on cooperation, not conflict. I like conflict. I want to go destroy other people's shit.
That sounds like fun.
Yep,
it does. What's the point of building up a big farm in Farmville if I can't go in and destroy it later?
Wreck it.
Yeah, sprinkle a bit of infestation or a few locusts in somebody else's farm and see what happens.
Hey, it'll give people character, you know? I mean, it's just...
That would make them more money. They should just add in a thing where you can put poison on people's crops. They would make so much money on that.
Oh, that'd be sweet. send in storms and hurricanes and shit.
Yep,
oh,
for sure.
Great.
For sure. All right,
then you would have Anonymous jumping on there and attacking everyone.
That'd be great.
Let's wipe out everybody's crops, animals, and everything. Yep. Sweet.
Yeah. All right, Jason. Any more news, mate?
That's it.
All right. Where can
I've
they
got
find?
One.
Okay.
I've got
yep.
One.
Go ahead. Yep. Yep.
Here.
Exclusive.
I've only got one news story this week. I posted this on LockerGnome.com/Dylan Combs yesterday on my LockerGnome blog. Missing features in the upcoming App Store. Apple has recently informed its developers they'll be missing more than two features in the new Mac App Store. First and most important to me, Game Center. Game Center is a feature I've always enjoyed in iOS, even more so now that I've got the iPod Touch. It makes gameplay much more enjoyable and more competitive, and I'll miss it in OS X if I ever end up getting a Mac. It allowed for more social interaction within iOS for sure. Considering all the upcoming game releases for OS X, I hope it'll be added in the future once Apple or its users realizes how nice it'll have to be. They've also taken out in-app purchases, which to me is simply a relief. I've never been a fan of making purchases within an app. I'd rather pay for an app outright and instead of purchasing features separately within an app. That was one of my complaints about Text Plus. I had to make an in-app purchase, and I didn't know where the information was going. I don't like that. They also took out some other stuff. There's a few smaller features that will not be included, such as beta programs, demos, and free trials, and we'll also not be seeing the use of promo codes in the Mac App Store, which is yet another disappointment since we all love a discount code every now and again. The lack of all these features just might cause the Mac App Store to not quite be as successful as we've expected, but only time will tell. We can see for ourselves upon release in January.
Cool, man. Good story as always, Dylan.
At least the promo codes for the iPhone are now worldwide, which is pretty sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You don't need a US-only account.
That's good.
All right. Well, let's wrap up the show. Dylan, where can they find you on the internet, mate?
I am at combs.tv. That's combs.tv. And I'm doing more YouTube stuff now. Cool. I'm WindowsGuru84 on YouTube.
Wicked, mate. And Roberto, you're over there sewing away, mate. Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me at throwboy.com, at throwboy on Twitter.
Wicked, mate. And Jason, where can they find you, mate?
At Warlock, W-A-U-L-O-K, and jasonoakley.me, bluebilby.com.
Okay, and they can find me on Twitter, Brad Oz, Tech Webcast, Tech Luster. And Mike, where can they find you, mate?
Get me at youtube.com/mtpflyers.
Wicked.
And also mtpflyers on Twitter.
Wicked, mate. Cool. All right. Stay tuned for some more videos from Michael. And next week, Trevor Long's going to be on.
Awesome.
For some Christmas gifts. Also, I do want to give a quick plug to TiVo now. Jason, I think you might have seen my tweet the other day. Colin from TiVo actually gave me two codes.
Sweet.
To use on TiVo. And nice. I said I'll just give him a shout out. Hello, Colin. And I'll send you one to you, Jason, if you want one, mate.
Awesome, that'll be great.
Yep. And this has been episode 105. Thanks, guys, for being on.
It's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for having me.
Wrap.
And
rap,
thanks
and
to
you
the,
just lost the game.
Yes, and thanks to the South Park dude. Can he come back?
No problem, guys. I appreciate you having me on. Hey, I'm Kitman. You're Kitman.
Tech Webcast. Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast. Here, now. Holding brain hands.